It gets really messy out there. But more importantly, it gets really messy in your head. Meditation one is about trying to create the order in your mind so that you have more clarity moving forward. I remember often as an entrepreneur in my startup years, all this angst, all this new information, all the data coming from the learning curve, all the mistakes, all the self-doubt, all the people in your journey who are telling you different things. And it all feels like this absolute spaghetti in your brain. My earliest memory of all the spaghetti was actually in my matric year, when all the subjects seemed to melt into one. All the terms, all the terminology, all became one word, one long word that was so hard to untangle. And the simple act of just trying to plan one thing and then something a little bit more unlocked my ability to actually achieve a successful matric, which then opened up the opportunity after that and the opportunity after that. This first meditation is a meditation I use in order to untangle that spaghetti so that I can fully understand where I'm going and start to see my vision again. So meditation one reads like this. I seek mental order through planning and replanning. Mental order gives me clarity of vision. I'll repeat that. I seek mental order through planning and replanning. Mental order gives me clarity of vision. The main thing that stands out for me in this meditation is the fact that I create order through actual planning my day, planning my week, planning my drawer, planning my desk, creating order around me. And in the process of creating order around me, it creates the space for clarity to appear. And through that clarity, I can start to see my vision. We get very clouded with all the information that is presented to us during our journey, and that cloudiness can make us despondent. By creating order, we create space to see our vision, and it reignites our hope in the future. Spend as much time as you can creating order around you. And what the meditation says is planning, but then replanning, because there's always an opportunity to plan better and more deeply so that you can get higher and higher levels of clarity around your vision. For those of you who struggle to plan, start small. Plan your desk, plan your drawer, plan your day. Just plan the next meeting. Start off small by putting a plan together about what you want, what is your intention, what are the outcomes that you want, and what is the process you're going to follow. Then repeat that in bigger and bigger contexts, bigger and bigger time frames. And so you will learn how to plan in further and further destinations into the future. For those of you who overplan, it's important that you understand the concept of space, the concept of flexibility, the concept that the universe will too have its own plan, and you have to give it space for it to also present its magnificence to you. If you overplan, there is no space between all the points in your day. No space between all the points in your week and in your month. And so you crowd out all the magnificence that the universe wants to present. And more importantly, all the lessons it needs to teach you. I seek mental order through planning and replanning. Mental order gives me clarity of vision. I seek mental order through planning and replanning. Mental order gives me clarity of vision.